brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome.
What's up?
Once again to the very exciting VAR show. Yeah, you are listening to the VAR show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been
better.
Yeah, we have a lot in store for you. You know, you wake up on a Monday thinking it's gonna be a normal week, you know.
Yeah,
you know, back-to-back fixtures.
Yeah,
you know, nothing major to talk about.
The usual.
Then you get to a Friday,
hey,
and you realize
what
so much football has happened.
Come on,
you know, you're looking at a week where Liverpool lost, Southampton lost 9-0, Man United won. We won.
Oh, did you?
Arsenal got two red cards. There's so much that happened in 1 week.
Just 1 week.
You know, Madrid lost. So much that happened in 1 week. So we're here to let you know what happened this week of football and also what to look forward to next week of football, as well as a roundup of the transfers, because, you know, windows are closed.
Yeah,
the windows are closed. So we're saying our best, you know, who I thought was a good signing and a very interesting signing.
Yeah.
But before we go into that, I want you guys to hear this tune, because it is hot.
Yeah.
Hot. Hotter than some dribbling moves.
You lie.
You know?
Mm.
Hotter than South Africa in summer.
Oh.
It gets really hot up
here. Oh, it does.
Listen to this tune.
Hi, I'm Johan Kruger from Creation Ministries International. Just want to say to you that I serve a great and wonderful God that created everything, and He created me, and He also created you.
They be talking like they guys now.
What?
See, they be talking like they guys now. Last time I checked, it was only one guy, so I gotta summarize First John now. Y'all done let the dragon out the steel cage, and now I'm in the booth spitting hot flames. Blue suede shoes making moves while I step up in this thing with some shades like I'm Johnny Cage. But anyways, I'm about to speak up on a topic that nobody wants to talk about, that's what I do. Threes in the air for the Trinity, I dunk you in that holy water, Jesus throwing alley-oop. Slam on a prophet that be false and speaking lies to the world for a couple $100, what? Yup, you done heard me straight, they just give you entertainment while they take the Bible out your face. Reading through First John and seeing everybody lacks faith. Well, tell me what went wrong, cause everybody look like that today. Familiar, even like familiar, so I'm living out my life to give them something to remember. It's the end in November and I just turned young, meaning that I got a bunch of fire in my lungs. I ain't done, boy, I done just got started. You should be excited about what I'm gonna do about it. Got that Holy Spirit power, now your stomach's feeling sour, but your mouth is really sweet because I'm spitting that old chocolate. I'm a hot enchilada on a plate, meaning that I'm coming with that flavor every day. Fading on my demons, yeah, I know some MMA. Boy, I break your little legs if you try to run game. Don't you see I ain't the same? Don't you see I ain't the same? I've been ready for some change. Tell my best friend almost every single day. I ain't nothing like these lames out here. I don't play. I give it to you straight like you've been out of place, right? Cause you really have. So I mean, what can I say, right? Talking about gay rights, fighting like you mean. But all you really want to do is fight against Jesus. Oh, you think that I don't see it? Oh, you think I didn't see it? Every problem got a reason. What's the reason why the black man can't escape anger? Black people killing black people can't enable. See, it's time to cut the cables of the misery. Claiming peace, but you lying to yourself because you never read your history. Your Bible, and I feel like a disciple because I'm fighting for the people that won't let go of them idols. Read the title. You need to know that I've been there too. Addicted to them dreams. drugs and addicted to that booze. But I had to make a choice, and now it's time for you to choose. Do you love the Lord or do you love the world? You're not a slave to sin, so go control your morals. You got a portal to the other side, don't act lost. Yes, it's hard living life, go and cling to the cross. I give you props if you're living in this life trying to fight, but it's time to try harder. You will buy with a price. See, it's nothing more expensive than the blood of the Lamb. Let the scripture be elixir, full of weight of your sins. I got friends out here, I got fam out here, suffering from everything that they know. So my one and only mission is to move and make a difference. Even if they talk about me, I'm content with being Christian. Let us move. Came in with one mission. You ain't gotta like me, but show respect. Tats all on my wrist, got one on my chest, a cross on my neck. First John, over six God, it's only one God, so go repent. You are now in the midst of a real MC, and boy, I am next. Fresh.
Radio has never been better.
Yeah, we are right here, you know, doing the most with the host you can trust, the name you can trust. You put it in water, guess what?
What?
It will not rust. DJ Stones, and with me here
is your man on fleek. Always slick, always ticks, always clicks.
Woo.
DJ Sticks.
Hell yeah. So we're going to start off this section with, obviously, you know what, we normally start off football news. And the first one, a big one, is Liverpool has been denied entry to the Leipzig game, which will be playing on February 26th, which means that that game will not be played in Germany.
What? What?
Obviously, like, Germany have... gotten more strict with their travel regulations because due to the COVID virus. So it's now affecting the match because they're not going to allow access from England, probably because, you know, the whole talk of the second wave in England and the new strain in England and stuff. So probably that's the reason why. But it looks like they're going to probably find a third venue to look at where they can play this, you know, neutral ground. So they'll probably play England and neutral ground. You know, it's very interesting to see. I think it will favor more for a Liverpool. Going to a neutral ground. You know, you're not playing at home. Mm-hmm. But either way, you know, I don't think there was going to be a lot of fans allowed. You know. Which is it changes the whole dynamics of the match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah. So going into second news, so last week we spoke about the fact that, you know, Thomas Tuchel was coming in, you know, and he's in. He's played about, two matches already?
Yeah, two games.
Draw, one win. We're going to get into the win just now when we go to the match roundups. But it's very, very interesting, you know. it's very interesting to see the way he's setting up the squad even, you know. Now, this is where... Look, I'm not bad-mouthing Lampard. Like I said before, I think they should have given him more time still. I still stand on that.
Yep.
But I still... You can see the difference between experience and basically somebody who's new in it, you know?
Yeah.
Tuchel came in with structure.
Mm-hmm.
First game, tested something. Second game, he had a proper structure with his team. He knew where to play certain players, you know? You know, they played that 3-4-2-1.
Yeah, 3-4-2-1.
You know, and yes, that match was going to end up in a draw. But they were versing a Tottenham, and that Tottenham side were held quite well.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So Thomas Tuchel is actually, he's pulling, so far it looks like he's pulling his weight. Problem is, you know, it's the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my team got beaten by Sheffield United. That's the Premier League, you know.
Yes.
Brighton beat Liverpool.
Yeah.
You know, that's the league we're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, teams, you don't undermine any team. You know, it's not like, the French league. where you're versing bottom of the log and you know you can rest your players.
Yeah.
You rest your players, you lose. Mm. Simple as that.
Premier League. Flip.
Premier League is like a long-running UEFA Champions League.
The entire year.
Entire year, you know. Another piece of news, Series C side. So this is the third division of the Italian league.
Yeah.
So Series C Novara president resigns over an unexplained bag of $240,000.
No way. What?
Yeah.
This is the president.
It's the president.
Hey, unexplained.
Yep. So I'm trying to wonder the conversation, you know, unexplained. Like, was stop. What's in the bag? What's in the bag?
Just going for lunch.
Yeah, you know. 20,000 euros, you know. Nothing major. I mean, 200,000 euros, you know, nothing major. Where is it from? I picked it up on the floor.
Like, what?
Money over there, money over there.
You know how it is.
Yeah, you know walking in a rich area, you know, you just find thousands on the floor, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what is unexplained money? Like, what do they mean by it's unexplained?
Italy.
So, in the Brazilian Serie B league, there was a team, I'm not going to say their name, it's really hard. It's like Chipo Conese.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Killed it.
So what happened was that the person, I think he's the captain. I could be wrong. Yes, he is the captain, right? And he scored the winning goal that allowed them to win the Serie B league.
Oh.
And get promoted, right?
Yeah, hero.
And then he did it he took a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what study he used?
What's that?
A penanca.
Now,
that's not even the best part of the story.
No way.
So what happened was this team actually were once in the Brazilian league.
Oh, the first division.
Yes, and what happened was that they were actually going to play, I think, a match somewhere.
Yeah.
Or they're going for training.
Yeah.
And the plane crashed.
Oh, that team.
Yes.
Yes.
So the plane crashed.
Oh.
Now, this captain was one of the survivors.
No way.
From the plane crash. Now, obviously, because of the plane, when the plane crashed, they lost majority of their team staff members and stuff.
Players.
So... Recovering from that was hard, so they got relegated. Ooh. And since then, I think it was like 6 years ago or something, since then they've been, 4 years ago, they've been relegated. They've not gotten back.
Yeah.
Now he's captaining the team, you know, as a survivor, and scoring that winning goal they needed to go straight into the top team.
That's beautiful.
Some nice news. You know, that's some news to put smiles on your face before the other news that puts smiles on my face, you know. And that's match day roundup. I guess so much for me to be happy about in this match day. That's the thing, you know?
Is there?
There is so much. I'm going to start off with the sad news.
Okay, sad news.
That's called La Liga. I'm not loving the season right now, you know?
Yes.
It's an average season,
it's
an okay season.
It's good.
It's not one of its best.
Yeah.
You know? So, between this last week, you know, we saw, you know, some good, hard matchups, you know, like... Real Madrid versus Levante. You know, Levante is a very hard team.
Yeah, right? No.
That's... Beating Madrid 2-1.
What? Must have been tough.
Very, very tough, you know. But what's interesting about this league so far, man, is that, you know, Atletico Madrid is winning. I'm really sorry. Yeah, Atletico Madrid, this is so painful, right? So, Barcelona and Madrid are both at 40 points, right? 20 games. Maximum amount of games played, so the highest amount of games played in the league is 21 games. Yes. Lowest amount of games played in the league is 19 games. That's a three-game difference, right? Real Madrid and Barcelona are one game below the highest amount of games.
So there's a team with the game in hand.
Yeah, there are teams with the game in
hand. Oh, there are teams with games in hand.
Atletico Madrid had 50 points.
50 points.
And they've only played 19 games. They are 10 points ahead
already.
Second place. With 2 games ahead.
Ooh.
There's literally nothing interesting about this league right now. And I'm not saying that as a Madrid fan, you know.
Yeah.
This is literally what we call a... They've taken it home. It's a runaway league right now.
It's gone.
If they find a way to lose this deficit,
then they should be
sent to the lowest division possible.
Yes.
You know, 10-point lead. I don't understand if it's Premier League. you know. But yeah, you have a 10, you know, 10-point lead,
mm-hmm.
and you just lose it.
Can't.
And some other news that happened, you know, news that I happened to go across, not because I was interested at it at all.
Yeah,
you know,
just bumped into it.
The Copa del Rey quarterfinals between Granada and Barcelona ended up 3-5.
Ooh!
It was a very hectic match,
mm-hmm.
you know, with an awesome comeback from Granada. Then a comeback again from, I'm joking, with an awesome comeback from Barcelona, with Griezmann bagging in 2 goals, Jordi Alba bagging in 2 goals,
yeah.
Frank de Jong bagging 1 goal,
ooh.
Messi bagging no goals, of course. But he bagged a lot of assists.
Oh, thank you.
That, you know, yeah. It was a really good game.
Listen,
I think Barca is finally getting a specific groove back.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you guys don't really want to hear about other leagues, you know.
Yeah.
We can talk, but a lot of y'all really want to know what's happening in the Premier League, you know.
That's the main league.
So we're going to jump straight into it, because a lot happened in this past week in the Premier League.
Oh.
A lot. Mm-hmm. I think too much happened even, you know.
Too much fire. Too much.
So within the last week, looking from last week Friday to this Friday, you know, the following has happened.
Mm.
United managed to draw with Arsenal. How? We don't know.
That's a tough game.
Aston Villa beat Southampton 1-0.
Mm.
Chelsea beat Burnley 2-0.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
It's a good game. You know, Thomas Tuchel, you know, the most.
Okay.
Leicester City. This was a very interesting one, right? There are 2 games here that were very interesting. 3 games, right? Leicester City got beaten by Leeds, right? And it was 3-1.
Ooh.
Brentford scoring 2 goals and assisting 1. You know, in the last goal, he actually could have scored it, but because he pulled out the keeper, he passed down to Harrison, because he saw Harrison literally as an open post. So he gave away his hat-trick, you know, for an easier chance of goal. And that's the type of striker, you know, you want to look at, you know.
Good man.
Breaking his 9-game goal drought. Another interesting match was the Brighton versus Tottenham. You know, Brighton coming out with a win. 1-0 over Tottenham.
What is Brighton doing?
Tottenham was horrible in that game, to be honest.
They
felt like they had no sync. You'd swear that it's a new team.
Mm.
That's how bad it was, you know.
Mm.
Liverpool looked like they were having some signs of hope after beating West Ham 3-1, you know. And this was as West Ham had signed in their new signing, their best signing, the number one signing. Signing of the decade, you know. Then going into match day 22, you know, we saw some interesting matchups like Sheffield United bouncing off that wonderful victory from Man United and the loss to Man City, beating West Brom 2-1, you know. And Arsenal going back to their normal ways, you know. They just had to, you know.
Yeah, they won.
You know, like a nice draw, and then they decide, you know what? We're going to score first to give people hope.
Yeah.
Then, David Luiz, you're going to give Ruben Neves a penalty, a questionable penalty, right?
Yeah, make it.
Mm-hmm. And then beginning of second half, Joe Moutinho scores a second goal.
Oh.
In the 72nd minute,
mm-hmm.
Bruno Lennart forgets how big his box is.
Yeah.
So it literally saves the ball outside the box. So like, looks like he's kicking, but we see the hand there.
Oh.
It's intentional.
Oh, okay.
And he gets a red card. So Arsenal doing what Arsenal does best, you know, shocking us. Then, I'll end it this one. Another interesting result was Brighton beating Liverpool 1-0.
Brighton.
That was very, very exciting to see, you know.
Team
finally,
of the week.
Finally. You know, if Liverpool fails to be, this is what I love now, you know.
Yeah.
This is what I like about this. Now I'm going out of presenter and as a Man United fan.
Okay.
Liverpool is now put in the position where if they can't take points away from Man City, they're out of the race.
They're gone. They're out.
They're out of the race. The gap is too much.
Oh.
Right? Which is good for Man United. Less competition.
Awesome.
Mm. Right?
Good.
And if they do succeed to beat Man City, right?
Yes.
That's still good for us because they've lessened the gap for us. And all we have to do is, and this is the hard part, beat Everton. Now, the reason why it's hard is because Man United is very unpredictable at home right now.
Yeah.
You know? So it would be, however that match ends,
win-win.
We can take a positive out of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So the other interesting match for me was the West Ham versus Aston Villa match. Because my boy, Lingardo,
yeah,
the legend himself.
The man.
The man, the myth. The one no one thought exist.
Yes.
That rhymes.
Yes.
Jesse Lingard came out with a double in his debut.
Debut match.
Know? Looking like he's been playing with that front line for years, actually. You know, the way they connected was amazing.
Wisdom.
You know? And obviously the match you guys been waiting for to hear about, me talk about.
Man City.
Was Man City versus, I'm joking, Man United versus Southampton, you know. And Axel was the defender that got sent off.
Mm-hmm.
And this was his debut, his first match. You know, told him, go out there, break a leg.
That guy's like, you know what?
I'm going to actually do that, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to kick somebody.
I'm not going to take this as a metaphor. I'm going to literally try and break a leg.
Yeah, break a leg.
And he got a red card in the second minute, pushing Southampton back down to 9 men.
Mm-hmm.
10 men, actually, sorry. It was an 11-man sport.
Okay.
And, you know, people would say, yeah, that's why United won. The thing is, when a team, like, in Southampton's position, you know, lose a player, they don't play attacking.
They don't.
They don't play attacking. They go full defense. In fact, even before we scored our first goal, right, Danny Ings was in the box. Not our box.
Oh.
Not our box. Oh. Their box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's a striker.
The striker.
Yeah. Was in their own box. In fact, he was the one defending Wambasaki.
For real?
Yeah. Who was in their box.
Oh.
Yeah. We never had any defenders, you know, at one point.
Wambasaki was in their box.
Yeah, Wambasaki was a winger. Luke Shaw was a winger.
Luke Shaw was, he was gone, man. No, he was there.
He was the main.
He man. Was there in front.
Maguire was a creative player. He was playing like a freaking midfielder. You know, midway crosses.
What?
You know, passing through balls. You're like, what the hell's going on? He was assisting.
Yes.
You know?
So
obviously, United came out there with a 9-0 beating. Southampton has done it again. They have equaled the highest score given to a team.
Again.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
They matched their own record.
Yes.
That's how good they are. They were about to break their own record, actually. You know, I was watching something and they're like, you know, it's bad when they let Daniel James score. Now, no hate for Daniel James. You know, he's a good player. He's obviously had adapting issues to the Premier League.
Yes, yes.
But yes,
yes.
It was very interesting to see. Awesome for me, you know, because as a United supporter, it closes the goal gap, you know. But how the top five is looking right now, Man City number one with 47 points. Man City number two with 44 points. Leicester City number three with 42 points. Mm-hmm. Liverpool number four, who would think, with 40 points. And the shocking one of them all, West Ham.
Yeah.
Number five. My boys.
Yeah.
At number five.
The
with
West
38 points.
Let's go, West Ham.
And the bottom half is looking like this. At last, at 20th, is Sheffield United with 11 points.
Who would have thought?
That's...
Who would have
thought? Man City's goal difference is higher than that. That is very bad. West Brom looking like they also might go down.
Again.
You know, again. With only 12 points.
What?
Fulham with only 14 points, you know. Battle is close with that one, because then the next one on top of them is Newcastle and Burnley with both 22 points, you know.
What is happening?
It's
Where's Leeds? Where's Leeds? The newcomers. Leeds is having fun.
Leeds, I feel like Leeds is enjoying the league, you know.
Leeds is having too much fun.
It's chilling comfortably in the mid-table, you know, with 29 points, just chilling there, you know, not worrying.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about making it into European football.
Yeah.
And they don't have to worry about relegation where they are right now, you know. Like, but of course, you know, they're not at 40 points yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the race to get to 40 points.
Yeah.
40 points, you know you're safe. It is close to impossible to get relegated with 40 points.
So that's their goal.
That's their
11
goal.
Points away.
11 points away. Okay, but before we carry on, we want to go listen to some hot jams. Because you know what they say, Christ music is?
Hot music.
Solamente de Jesús, preparado para anunciar en el mundo la luz.
Welcome, welcome. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that tune. You know, it was very hard. It was very nice. You know, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I did too. It was a fire one.
Yes, it was a fire one indeed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, something we need to talk about. Yeah, this is the main part of this section.
The main topic.
This is the main part of this section, and that is transfers, you know.
Transfers.
There's so much that's happened in this winter transfer, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and there's so much, actually not a lot happened at the end. Liverpool finally getting a replacement for Virgil van Dijk, you know.
Yes, took them long enough,
you know. I hope I say his name right. Oligarch.
Oligarch.
No, I'm saying his name so wrong. I'm butchering his name. I am so sorry. Odegaard. Arsenal are getting in 3 new players, 2 on loan.
Nice, Arsenal.
One proper player, you know. And the best signing for me would be Oligarch. You know, Odegaard. I don't know. Martin Odegaard. I don't know why I'm calling him an oligarch.
That's a good player, though. He is. He's good. I'm excited.
No, me too, man. I'm very, very excited, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they released 9 players out, you know, majority of them going on loan, with Maitland-Niles ending up at West Brom.
Mustafi
getting sold to Schalke. Feel sorry for Schalke. Mesut Ozil finally leaving the team.
Ah, big one.
And then the worst was Socrates got released.
Yeah, mutual agreement.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Terminated his contract. The Greek defender.
Yep, and Aston Villa bringing in only 1 player this season, I mean this window, and releasing over 5 players, you know.
Ooh.
Ooh. Brighton of Albion bringing in one player. I don't see any honorable mentions here. Moise Calcios, I hope he has a good time at the Seagulls.
Mm-hmm. Hope he adapts.
Now for some interesting moves. Chelsea bought no one but got released three players.
Three?
Right? Two players, actually, and four on loan. In there was Danny Drinkwater.
Ah,
who still remembers him?
John Cena.
You can't see me. Hell yeah.
Mr. John Cena himself. Oh, man, that was one of the biggest transfer. I don't want to say flops, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, it was good for one season. Yeah.
Coming from Leicester, winning the title, the dream team, going to Chelsea, making a name for himself. Just didn't work out.
Yeah, nobody knew his name. This was a very quiet window as I look at it. You know, I wanted to go through every single person. Then I realized,
it was quiet.
So one question I'm going to ask you. Between last season summer transfer till this season winter transfer, who was your best transfer and your worst transfer?
So this is every team?
Yeah, at any team. Best and worst.
Best?
Actually, from last winter to this winter. So January last year to January this year.
I haven't been paying too much attention to the transfers in recent times. But for me, best signing was Ferran Torres.
Of course it was Ferran Torres. Of course.
Come on, not because I'm a Man City fan, but because the man adapted quickly and Pep is using him. So it's good to see.
I think, for me, my best would be Cavani. I'm joking.
Oh!
My best would have said Diego Jota because he got his feet running.
Yeah, and then...
Jesse Lingard to West Ham. Definitely Jesse Lingard to West Ham.
Yes, yes.
I think him with David Moyes can actually bring out something good for West Ham. I'm actually not joking. I think that's the reason why I think it's a good signing, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to see a player with what he can do, you know, just be a waste.
Yeah, just wasting his life there.
You know, yeah.
No, listen.
Worst transfer for you.
Worst. In the last two windows.
Yep.
Definitely comes from Chelsea.
Yep. No, who else?
Okay, Kai Havertz.
That's the worst.
That's my worst. Yeah. Because I feel like Timo is trying people. As soon as he finds his feet, he's going to be dangerous. He's going to be dangerous.
Kai For Havertz, me, worst so transfer, Takumi Minamino to Liverpool. He has not left his mark at all.
Minamino. Yeah. He
was good at Salzburg.
He was amazing at Salzburg.
You know, but yeah, he was.
Oh, wait, no! Best transfer, Erling Haaland.
Of course! Well, how could I forget that? Sorry, Ronaldo. Sorry, the legend himself, but the machine deserves to be the best transfer ever.
The Terminator.
In fact, he's everyone's favorite transfer. I meant to say your second favorite transfer. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah,
Jesse, you're list number two. But the first is obviously Erling Haaland, you know. Definitely.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But, you know, this has been an exciting show. We spoke a lot. Mm-hmm. I need water.
Yeah, me too.
I need a whole lot of water. Mm-hmm. But I hope you guys enjoyed because, you know, we keep it hot. We keep it real.
Yeah.
Quoting another DJ right here. But this is me, the host you can trust. The name you can trust. You put it in water, guess what? Guess what?
What?
It will not rust. DJ Stones. And with me over here
is your man on Fleek. Always Slick.
What?
Always Clicks.
What?
Always Ticks.
Uh-huh.
DJ Sticks. Before we end the show, though, special announcements.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday, dear. See! Happy. happy birthday to you. For those who don't know, it was Cristiano Ronaldo's birthday. It is Cristiano Ronaldo's birthday today. I don't know, I'm saying it was. It is. Cristiano
still is.
Yeah.
Always will be.
Always will be. Yeah, so from us to you, happy birthday, Mr. CR7. And Neymar, by the way. But happy birthday to you, Mr. CR7. Hope y'all both enjoy. But from us to you, see you later. Cheers.
Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gabbin, Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at
/ActiveFM.
Searching for